Roxanne Quimby is a middle-aged hippie with deep pockets, a head for business, and a conservation ethic. And she's on a spiritual mission to create a 3-million-acre national park in the Maine woods. Quimby is the rags-to-riches cosmetics queen who founded the natural care company, Burt's Bees. But her desire for a park is drawing stinging criticism from loggers, sportsmen, and others who work and play in Maine's North Woods. For Maine Public Radio, Susan Chisholm reports.
Roxanne Quimby will be the first to tell you that she doesn't know the difference between a national forest and a national park. But Quimby plans to familiarize herself with these and other terms. She recently sold off nearly 80% of Burt's Bees, the company she created on top of a wood stove making soap and candles. And so far, she spent $20 million on 40,000 scenic acres in Maine, making her one of the largest individual landowners in the state.
I'm into beauty. That's how I make my living. I buy these places because I think they're beautiful, and as long as I keep them, you know, I'm going to try to keep the beauty there.
Quimby recently discussed her vision with a sold-out dinner crowd of loggers and sportsmen. It was the first time she'd come face-to-face with a group of her critics who worry that closing off the woods to logging will put them out of a job and change the rural character of their communities. Quimby tried to convince the group that a national park is the best way to diversify the economy of northern Maine.
And I think it would bring a great deal of prosperity to northern Maine, which we need. We need more people coming up there and enjoying it, staying in our hotels and motels and bringing in retirement income and bringing in hospitals. And right now we have pretty much a single industry there.
That single industry is forest products, one of the biggest sectors, albeit struggling, of the Maine economy. Don White works for a forest management company. He doesn't believe a park can produce better opportunities for local residents.
Now you're going to replace pretty high-paying jobs with washing dishes the numbers don't seem to add up when you study it in detail.
White also worries that a park will restrict traditional access, because even though they're privately owned, the North Woods are a haven for hunters, fly fishermen, guiding services, and snowmobilers. So far, Quimby has yet to post any of her property. She's keeping it open to snowmobilers, logging trucks, and hunters, even though she herself is a vegetarian who only believes in hunting black flies and mosquitoes and who prefers ice skating and snowshoeing to snowmobiling. Terry Hill runs a snowmobile rental, campground, and store near Quimby's largest and most recent purchase.
I think she has a lot to learn about us, and I think she's willing to, so I'm, you know, happy about that.
Hill is hoping Quimby will come spend time with her in the Maine woods.
I think if she surrounds herself with the right people, maybe this can work for everybody.
Already, Quimby has signaled her willingness to listen to opponents. She recently resigned from the board of directors of the group Restore the North Woods, which has been the driving force behind creation of a Maine Woods National Park. Quimby says the group had too much political baggage. She also says she is willing to consider adding land to Maine's popular Baxter State Park, where the Appalachian Trail ends at the summit of Mount Katahdin. But Quimby's preference is to create a national park in much the same way that the Rockefellers did. Their gift to the federal government of 11,000 acres on the Maine coast represents a third of Acadia National Park, the only national park in the state. David Barna is a spokesman for the National Park Service. He says his agency needs more than a landowner's generosity to seal a deal.
Local citizen support and the state political support is probably key to making something happen quickly.
So far, neither Maine's governor nor any member of the congressional delegation supports the park idea, but it took Roxanne Quimby 20 years to build her Burt's Bees empire, and she doesn't expect her next big dream to come true overnight. For NPR News, I'm Susan Chisholm.